Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Shanghai, China, at Domatex Asia China Floors, and I'm with Elena Jeremiah, who is the International Marketing and Sales Manager. Elena, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. Very nice to talk to you today.
Let me ask you, first off, I believe you're trilingual. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Italy, and I had graduation in Chinese. So that's why I'm working in China with organizer of Domatex Asia China.
All right, so you speak English, Italian, and Chinese, right?
I try.
I'm glad we're doing this in English, because I certainly can't do it in any of those other languages.
Next year, maybe we try Chinese.
Not for me. No, thank you. All right, so this is the 16th year of Domatex Asia, and this is the largest flooring show in the Asia-Pacific area, right?
Yes, we are actually the leading platform from this area of the world. And the show is actually the second biggest of the world after Domatex Hannover.
And roughly the numbers, I think there are 1,200 exhibitors, 35 different countries represented, and about 140,000 square meters of exhibit space.
Correct. We actually increased a little bit the square meters compared to last year. And there is one more hall involved here, so a little bit bigger than last year.
Mm-hmm. And how many total buildings are dedicated to this?
11 halls. Each hall is roughly 10,000 square meters. Mm-hmm. And the end halls are a little bit bigger.
Now, I know you haven't tallied up all the attendees yet because we're in the middle of the show, but how many people came to the show last year?
Last year, we have in total 42,165 visitors. And yes, the percentage was about 20% from international, so outside China, and the rest from China, of course.
China is a huge country, so they come from all over the country?
Of course, mainly from the developed regions. So that means the east part, the south and north area near Beijing. And we are trying to get more and more into the second tier than three tier cities, which are a good source, a very big source for visitors.
Okay, you know, when you start talking about the people who influence flooring, you can talk about distributors, retailers, builders, architects. Who comes to the show out of that group?
Okay, traditionally, the show started, of course, for the distribution channels. There is increasing demand for different kinds of profiles, such as the contractors, the architects, and we are developing the visitors profile on this way.
Now, I've noticed that you do have a whole program for architects to come. They get, I guess, continuing education credits. How many years have you been doing that?
We have the Shanghai Architect Fair, which is actually going on here at W5 Hall inside Domatex Asia China Floor. This is also organized by VNU Exhibitions Asia, the organizer of Domatex Asia China Floor, together with Deutsche Messe. This is, I think, is the third year that we are doing this in Domatex. And the Shanghai Architect Fair is a 2 days conference program. And we try to attract the highest level architecture studios and, of course, interior designers.
Okay. Now, the Chinese market does use a lot of ceramic tile, and yet I see that there's not any ceramic tile here. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
All right. Regarding the ceramic sector in China, the distribution channels are very different than in other countries or in other regions of the world, like in Europe or the North America. So the distribution channels for the ceramic sector are very different from the ones of the wood sector or the carpet sector, resilient sector. So if this segment is going to be integrated into our profile, this we will have to discuss in the future.
Okay. The Chinese market for flooring is somewhat evolving as there becomes a larger middle class. This show, maybe 16 years ago, was more focused on people who imported and exported, and now you have more of a domestic group of attendees here, right?
Of course. The Chinese market is becoming more and more a consuming market. So what is happening now is that you have these big cities where a big percentage of people is having much more buying power. And therefore, even if you have a small percentage of the total population getting access to this kind of higher product, this is still a big number, a big amount of people, and a big market for everybody wanting to sell in China.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm told that when a consumer in China buys a home, that it's really a shell, and they have to finish it out after they buy it. Is that right?
Yes.
Let's talk about the highlights of this show. I know you had the Green Awards and you have an innovation area. Tell us a little bit about the show.
Okay, this year in 2014, we highlighted two different aspects. One is the innovative products and the other one is the green products, sustainability in flooring. The Innovation Flooring Campaign, this is how we call it, the program based on new products, is going on since last year. This year, of course, we made a very big improvements. We had a very nice area right next to the Shanghai Architect Fair. So this is together with the Innovation Center. It's going to be the area where we want to offer to architects and designers the best and the newest products of this year. We created like a very attractive, nice location to increase the interest. The second highlight of this year is the Green Step Asia Awards. We launched it this year during our show. This is a very important and pioneering, let's say, program. We want to help the industry think about sustainability. This is not enough right now for the Chinese market, of course, but this is something that we want to lead the industry to. So we had three main winners this year and three honorable mentions. And we had a very nice ceremony yesterday where all the VIP and many medias were attending, you too. So we are very proud to have this program this year, and we're going on for the next few years.
Mm-hmm. So the winners were Novalis, Forbo, and what was the third one?
Weihai Carpets Shanghai. These were the big winners.
Okay. How many years have you been working with the show?
I'm working since 2 years and a half. Mm-hmm. I started as marketing manager, and then I took over also a part of the sales for the resilient and carpet section. And then we have another part of the team taking care of the wood sector. The team is quite big, around 20 people.
Okay. And has the show changed much in the 2.5 years you've been associated with it?
Yes, I think we are improving a lot on the on-site experience level, both for visitors and exhibitors. We are in China, but we have to go for the international standards, and that's what we're leading to.
Okay, Elena, it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Elena Jeremiah, who again is International Marketing and Sales Manager with Domatex Asia China Floors, and you've been listening to Kempar and FortAlley.net.